Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shiurim and the Sugya of Negatzaras. This is the fourth segment. And what we saw was that when it says all Bisoy, this means that it can theoretically, that the even though it's only in this one particular place, but in the Basar, it's everywhere. And therefore, we saw that it has to be spreadable. It has to be spreadable on the Or, just because in the Basar, it's spreadable. Because in the Basar, it already spread. Because it's everywhere beneath the surface. And therefore, on the skin level, it has to be able, you have to be able to see the skin around it, we saw in the Tanakhama, or it has to be spreadable, according to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda. And that's what, so that's, that. So all Bisaro is his personal Tzaras that's on the Or, and it's spread out to the entire Basar. And then all Basar is just a Hagdara Klalit, it's a more generic Hagdara of the fact that that Tzaras has to be on the, it's on the top only on the Or, but in the bottom it's everywhere. And on the top it's only in one specific place. And then when it just says Or, it's, we're talking about how you see it, how the coin sees it. And with this we can answer the Kash, the Kilos Yankif, Simon Lamed Beis, and Tyrus. Kilos Yankif writes very clearly, it's G'day to learn Kilos Yankifs. The Kilos Yankif, the great stipler Goin in the Tyrus, he asks from the Mishnah Negoin, 8:8. It says that Kula Lovin, if he starts out Kula Lovin, if it starts out Tomei, and then it spreads to every, the rest of the body is Tar. But if it starts out Tomei, he's Tomei. It's not Roy Lepisyon. It's not Roy Lepisyon. He started out completely Tomei. So how do we say that he's completely white? So how do we say that he's Tomei? It's not Roy Lepisyon. So he's Nitchak Lomar, that, no, it's a difference between a Nega Gadol B'chol Gufoy. Because it's Gzeres HaKosov. It's Gzeres HaKosov the Rambam brings. Like Abbe Kula Lovin Betchila from Torah's Kohanim Pasuk Yud Gimel. That if it starts out Tame and then it becomes Tar and then it becomes completely spread out to the rest of the body is Tar. But if it's Pirech Menatar, if it starts out Tar, and then all of a sudden it becomes completely white. But it starts out there was a nega that was tar, he was tar, and then it becomes white, he's tame. So that was Xeris Hakosif. We want to know. It's not Roy Lepisyon. So he said it's fine, because it's Xeris Hakosif here. It doesn't have to be Roy Lepisyon. Mashen came where it's a when it's just in one spot, when he's not Kula Lovin, that has to be Roy Lepisyon. Because it's special Xeris HaKosov, it doesn't have to be Roy Lepisyon if it's the whole body, because we have a special Xeris HaKosov about the whole body, if it spreads out a Tame, Nega spreads out to the whole body's Tar, and if it's Tar and it spreads out, then he's Tame. So there it's not Roy Lepisyon, because that's its own special category, and you can't learn another case from that it has to be Roy Lepisyon. So therefore, the Raman Kapaskin, normally it has to be Roy Lepisyon. It has to be spreadable. But here, it doesn't have to be if it's Kula Lovin because of Xeris HaKosov. But if that's true, so then you see that from the fact that he's Kula Lovin, isn't Roy Lepisyon and he's still Tame. If it starts out Kula Lovin, so then we can learn from there that it doesn't have to be Roy Lepisyon. And then therefore, don't darshan for more Basar that has to be Roy Lepisyon. Why does the Ram have to go there? Just say you can learn from here that it doesn't have to be Roy Lepisyon from the fact that Kula Lovin is Tame. So again, we're back to the Kasha. How can the Raman Paskin that it has to be if it's Kula Lovin, that has to be Roy Lepisyon? What about Kula Lovin, which isn't Roy Lepisyon? It can't spread because he's completely white and he's Tame if it starts out that way. So based on what we said, we can explain as follows. That when it says it has to be Roy Lepisyon, it's not because it has to be spreadable, but because the all basar means, by definition, it means that it's only on the top, it's only in one spot, but in the basar, it's spread around beneath the surface. So therefore, in order for it to be a neg on the or basar, it has to be able to be spread around because beneath the surface, it's spread around to here also. But if it's kulo tame, so then ma bayaz, it's spread around, it's mamish or basar. Because our basar has to be able to be spread around, so it's like, so the or is like the basar. So the or is it's spread everywhere, just like in the basar beneath the surface, it's spread everywhere. But if lamaisa it's spread everywhere, then it's tak or basar. So that's why you don't need pisyon. Ashen came when it's a small nega, so then in a chinami. There needs to be pisyon because of or basar. But the point is it has to be mugder or basar, meaning or basar that on the top it's only a little bit, on the bottom it's spread everywhere. So either it has to be able to be spread, or lamaisa it's everywhere. It's everywhere on the or, and then it's also or basar. So we answered that kash of the Kilos Yankiv. Kilos Yankiv also asks, he brings the kash of the Raivid. And Shit Saram, the Mishnah Eglayim 9.3, it says there, Misha all of the L'Sech Yod HaBeres Kassel, he has a Beheres, he has a Nega, like a cell, like a coin, size of a coin, and we call it Tzarevis, and it's in the place of this Tzarevis, in place of this boil. Tzarevis HaShchin. So the din is that it's tameh. It can't spread, right? Because when tzarevis hashchin spreads to the skin, it's not considered spreading, because the skin is different than the tzarevis hashchin. It's not considered that it's spread to the same territory. So it's not considered spreading. It's going to a completely different field. So you see, it doesn't need to be royal pisyon, because even though we're metameh, we're mazgir this beharis kasel or makom tzarevis hashchin, we're mazgir it even though he's not royal lepisyon. It can't spread. So how's the Rambam going to explain that? That's kasha the Ravid. So Kilos Yankiv writes that the din of the Rambam is only benega or basar, and not by a nega of tzarevis hashchin. Nega or basar has to spread, but not nega of tzarevis hashchin. And so writes the Chazon Ish in the Gaim Simel Gevul Siv Katan Yud Dalet. And this stems nicely with what we said, because by Tzarevis Hashchin it doesn't say, and also by Michvas Hashchin, there it doesn't say a lashon of all basar on the pasuk. It says basar. It doesn't say or basar. Pasuk Ches Batzchav Dalet. It says basar. It doesn't say or basar. So Memela doesn't have to be able to be spread. Only or basar has to be spread, because a neg of or basar has to be able to spread, because that's the definition of or basar. On the top there's a little bit, on the bottom it's spread out. But that's not the def. But here it doesn't say or basar. Mamela doesn't have to. The neg doesn't have to be spreadable. So that answers the kasha of the Ravid. Another teretz that the Stipler gives is that just like by kula lavan, we don't have the din of the Rambam. In other words, the Rambam says that if it's kula lavan, it doesn't have to be spreadable. So too, if it's in the pisyon, it's like being bekula, it's bekulo pisyon. So it also doesn't have to be spreadable. If it's kula lavan, it doesn't have to be spreadable in order to be tame. And if it's kula b'makom pisyon, it doesn't have to be spreadable. That was what the Rambam, that's how the Stipler wanted to be to answer the kasha. So in that case of Beharis Kesel and Makom Tzarevis Hashchin, it's tame, even though it's not spreadable, it doesn't matter, because it's taking up the whole Tzarevis Hashchin. Just like if it's taking up the whole body, it doesn't have to be spreadable. And the Slipper wants to reject this Teretz by saying there's a difference. You can't say that here, when the entire body becomes white, that's like the entire shechem becoming white. The entire body white has different dinim. That you see the entire body coming white if he's partially tame and then he becomes completely white, he becomes tar. So how do you compare that to the shechem case, where if it spreads out completely, then he doesn't become tar? So he doesn't like that teretz. But we could be mekayim the teretz. Why? Because what's the whole void of or basar? It's not a special gzeiras hakasav that it's considered. A nega when the entire or basar is white. Right? It's not a special gzeiras hakasav. Because he's all white. But just the pshat is this is or basar. This is tumen or basar. Because or basar means that it's like we said before, it means that it's spreadable. because that just like it's in the under the skin in the flesh, it's everywhere. So too, it has to potentially be everywhere. And if he's completely kula love into that, that fits in beautifully the definition of war basar. So mele he's tame. So Rebbe Tzarebis Hashchin as well, it's everywhere it could be. So that also fits in with the definition of war basar. Even though by Tzarebis it doesn't say war basar. But you can learn from the from what it says by the by Kula Lavan. There it doesn't have to be Roy Lepisya. And here also it doesn't have to be Roy Lepisya. Because it's everywhere than it could be. Kol shel maisa kol yoshno benega havale nega bor basar. Gam imena Roy Lepisya. B'lechein shapi yeshlam reshkenu gam shekol or reshkin menuga. That has nothing to do with the din of Kula Lavan. You're right. This gzeres hakatz of Kula Lavan. Kula Lavan is tar. But that has nothing to do with this case. Here we're talking about when you're tame. And Kula Lavan is tame if it's not Roy Lepisyon. Because it fits in the definition of war basar. And therefore it's tame. Because it's spread everywhere it could. So here also, when the even though it's not spreadable, this shchin, but it's everywhere it could be. It's covering every part that the shchin could be. The or, if it spreads the or, it doesn't count. It doesn't mean anything, but it's wherever it could be. So just like by when the entire body becomes white, it's everywhere it could be, so it fits in with or buser, and therefore he's tummy here also. It's everywhere it could be in Mimele, he's tummy. And don't say, but there's special gzeres hakasuv by or buser, because when he's completely white, he's tar. If it starts out tame and then it becomes tar, but that's a different case. That's something else. You're right. For a little bit tame, a little bit of one spot, it's tame, and then it spreads to the whole person. He's tar. But that's not why. That's very different than the case where he's tame when it starts out completely white. Why when it starts completely white is he tame? Because there's or bus is everywhere, and the mele has to be able to spread everywhere. But if it already spread everywhere, so that you don't have to, you already filled that requirement, the maisa. So here also, it's everywhere it could be, and therefore it's going to be considered tame. So again, first we had a kasha from the din that kula lavan mitchila tame. It's not roi lepisyon. And the teretz is that here lemaisa, it's the or basar. The or basar is like or basar. It only has to be roi lepisyon because or basar is spread out everywhere. And the basar, it's spread out everywhere. So mele here also, when it's completely white, it's spread out everywhere. Mele is tame. And then we had a kasha from the fact that shchin doesn't have to be spreadable. The beheres kasela makol mitzarev is shchin. When on top of the tzarev is shchin comes this beheres, and it can't spread. Like we see there in the Mishnah. So you see it doesn't have to be spreadable kasha on the Rambam. So one teretz is that only or basar has to be spreadable and not this. Because or basar means that it's just like the basar, it's everywhere beneath the or. So to on the or part, just like on the basar part, it's everywhere. So to the or part, it has to be able theoretically to spread if it's a small nega. But by Tzarebis Hashchin, it doesn't say the words or basar. So Memela, you can be Mechalek and say there, it doesn't have to be spreadable. It only has to be spreadable in a regular Nega, but not Tzarebis Hashchin. And the other Teretz is that just like by Kulo Lavan, there's no din that has to be spreadable. Here too, by Tzarebis Hashchin, there's no din that it has to be spreadable. Because it's everywhere it could be. It's in all of the Shchin. The white is in all of the Shchin. So it doesn't have to be spreadable because it can't spread any more than it already did. Just like if it's in the whole body, it's Tame if it can't spread any more than it already did. And again, that's because in both cases, we filled the requirement of War Buster. Now it's here, according to the first time we made a Chilik. By Tzarebis Hashchin, it doesn't say War Buster. But you could say no, even though it's said explicitly War Buster. With Lamaisa and Pasuk Yud Yudches, it says a lashon of ubasir ki haba'or roshchin. So you could say it's also here you need the requirement of or basir, meaning that just like in the basir it's everywhere, so too in the or it has to be able to be spreadable. So here it's spread everywhere it could. It's spread to the entire shchin. Just like it is in the basir spread here, it's also spread to the entire shchin. And just like a person's tummy when it spreads to the entire body. Because it's on the or like it is on the basar. It's spread everywhere. Therefore, a person's tummy, if it's like that, it's from the get-go. So we have two answers to the why the shchin doesn't have to be spreadable. Either because it doesn't say or basaro, and therefore only or basaro has to be spreadable, just like the basar, it's everywhere, it's up to the or. And the other teretz we gave is that it's taka everywhere. So just like if the person's white everywhere, he's tame. Because it fulfilled the requirement of or basar, so too here it also fulfills the requirement because he's tame wherever he could be. Wherever the shechin can be, it is. Wherever the white can be on the shechin, it is. ולפי זה נראה במה שכתב האבן עזרא, זה אבן עזרא שראינו בשיעור הראשון, שהטהרה של הפך לבן, הפך כולו לבן, ומשום שכבר יצא הנגע כולו לחוץ. What do we see? We saw that why is he tar? When it completely started out tamei, and now he's tar because he's white everywhere, he's tar. Why is that? Because now it came out from the hidden place. And now he's tar. Now he's tar because it came out from that from the pnimius, and now it went out to the chitzonius, so he's nitar. As lechora, right? It's no longer inside. He got it out. Ulchora yikshe the amaylo amrinan ken gam beba kulo lavan batchila shenitmahu bekulo lavan. So why don't we say one second if that's the vort? That it all came out. So why don't we say that the guy who lechatchila, who from the get-go, is kulo lavan? Why isn't he tar? Umishum damrinan shezeu godlo shel hanega shehu al kulo. Ein loshon Rambam beperek zayin mitumas Torah halacha beis. That's the nega. The nega is in the entire body. So if that's true, lami yafshal sheyekin gam kisheparach v'achar sheyabo nega. So what's the difference? Well, why don't we say the same thing when it spread? Why, if it starts out being tar and then it just becomes kulo white, he's tame. He's tar. When he starts out kulo tar and then he becomes white, so he's tame. When it starts out a little bit tame and then he becomes kulo white, now he's tar. What's the difference? In the end of the day, both times he's kulo white. So why do we say that in the case where he starts out tame and then it spreads, he's tar, and if he starts out tar and it's tar and it spreads, then he becomes and if he starts out to tar and it spreads, he becomes tame. If it spreads to the entire body, mavdel. אז נראה הכוונה בזה שלכפי שביארנו, מצד הנגע הפנימי, גם בלא שיפרח בכולו, נחשב הוא כמי שישנו בכולו. As we explained, מצד the internal nega, even if it doesn't spread, it's still in the entire body, it's still in the entire basar, it's just not in the or, you don't see it on the skin, but it's down there in the flesh, it's deeper than the skin. ומימא שמה שמים פעלו שתהי עכשיו פריחה בכולו, from the fact that from the heavens they made it, Shem made it, that now it should spread out to the entire person, אז מבואר מזה שעכשיו אין זה נגע פנימי שהוא בלב הכי ישנו בכולו, ואין צריך לזה פריחה בפועל בכולו, אלו רק נגע בחיצון. שבזה אין הנגע אלא על מקומו, ועכשיו נשתנה להיותו בכולו. So you see that now it's no longer a nega pnimi. A nega pnimi anyway is bakula. You don't need a pricha befoal to make it bakula. It's bakula from the start. When you have any nega, it's already bakula. So originally, what did you have? You only had a nega b'chitzon. And the nega was only, the nega hachitzon was only b'mkomo. And now it's bekula. And that's the reason for the Torah. Kivan shemitzad ha-nega mevuar kifi shebiyarnu she'achshav nega chitzon v'lo pnimiyu. Now it's no longer pnimi. Now it's purely chitzon. It started out pnimi. Because it was, the nega was in one spot, and the, it was all b'saro, but beneath the surface, in the flesh, it was everywhere. And now it's spread out. It's everywhere now. So originally he was tamei, now he's tar. Because it all came out. Hakol yatzah achutza. Az memele hu toho. וכל זה כשהיה נגע ואחר כך פרח שבזה כלפי נגע פנימי מיותרת פריחתו בכולו. So that's all when he had a nega, and now it's spread. So klapi the nega pnimi, what's the point of it spreading everywhere? Does that make him more tame? No, it already was everywhere. It was already all in the entire basar. So all that happened now is it just came out, so now he's takatar. אבל אם התחילה היה בכולוי, שאין זו פריחה להגדיל את הנגע. אלא שכך היה תחילתו של הנגע, אין בואו מזה כלל שייתו בכלו כדי להגדיל את הנגע. הוא. אלא נקטינה בסתם של החתחיל הזה הוא גודלו של הנגע. In this case, this isn't expanding. In other words, when it starts out in a little bit of the ore, and then it spreads out to the rest of the ore, so we say that it expanded in order to, it was like externalized now. It was, why did it have to spread? When he was already a little bit tame, why did it have to spread? It was anyway already everywhere beneath the skin. So if it's spreading, that's telling you that wasn't the now it's coming out. In other words, the there was tumma, all the tumma was everywhere inside. And now it came out. Now it expanded. So therefore he's tar, because it's he's no longer tummy on the inside. But if it starts out everywhere, so we say that's the size of the nega. So lo ba lagdil et hanega, ela anachnu mevinim shebistam lechachilu zeh godol shel hanega. Right? Different negaim have different sizes. This just happens to be the size of the nega. It's not that it all came out. It's not that the tumma came from the inside and now was externalized and now he's tar. No. It's under the surface and it's above the surface. It's under the surface everywhere and it's above the surface everywhere. That just happens to be the size of the nega. So that's not a siman tira. But when it was a small nega and then it became bigger and it spread to the entire body, there we say, that's not the Godel HaNega. When it starts out that it covers the entire body, that's the size of the Nega. So we don't say that it was inside and now it came out. That just happens to be the size of the Nega. And now it's appearing everywhere on his skin. Because that's its proper size. But when it starts out small, you can't say this is the size of the Nega. And then it got bigger, it spread to the entire body. Because the size of the Nega was smaller. So when it spread out, what's happening? Why does it have to spread out? It's already spread out inside. We know that it's spread out inside. And we know that he's tame on the top and the ore. You see, it's a little bit tame. So what's the point of it spreading out? So here we assume that it came out, that the ra came out. It's not the godel hativi shel hanega, but rather the tumma came from the inside and now was externalized and now he's tar. So with this, we'd like to tansa ran into a few more chedushim, but that, please God, is for the next offering. This is awesome. Bezrat Hashem tisher imano. ואנחנו נראה עוד נפלאות בלי נדר. תודה רבה רבה שהאזנתם. I hope you to shame should give us schuss lumalam this month can call for some to us to be have a mean be a mean shalom shalom thank you for listening sweetest friends.